Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily. And today we are going to talk about pumpkins.
Because it's October, and yes. Pumpkins are part of, well, most people's lives, I would assume, at least in our area.
It's fall season, pumpkin season, baby.
It's pumpkin season. So we sort of lightly touched on this during October last year, but today we're actually going to have an entire episode just about pumpkins and all the things that they are good for and what you can do with them and what you can do when you're done with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and why you should be stoked on pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Yeah. Okay. So,
first of all, before we get started, though, I do want to say we have another Patreon supporter. So Trev is now supporting us on Patreon. So thank you to Trev for supporting us.
Yeah. Shout out to Trev.
And so he also, after our budgeting episode, wanted to suggest newcash.org, which is GNU cash.
Ooh, okay.
And ledger-cli.org as options for budgeting software.
Oh, interesting.
So more options for people to check out. Thank you for that.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Trev. That's fantastic.
Hey, back to pumpkins.
Okay, yeah, let's get into it. Biz, you love pumpkins. Like you, I know that you talked about this a lot last year, and it was kind of Biz's idea to do an entire episode just on pumpkins.
It's like the one thing that I refuse to give up because we're not going to have a Halloween party this year. We're not going to be this is the first time in my entire life I will not be dressing up for Halloween.
Oh my goodness. Well, you can still dress up.
And even sit at home and drink.
Well, I mean, dressing up is part of the fun. But yeah, if you guys are new here, Biz is super into Halloween. Like, next level. Like, Biz, when did you decide what you were, well, I guess you're not dressing up this year, but had you already put thought into your Halloween costume?
Yeah, I was going to be the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, it's October, like, it's still a month away, really. Like,
I actually came up with this later than I normally would. I came up with this in August because there was a Alice in Wonderland themed costume contest at the Recycling Council of Alberta conference.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was going to be that, but.
So that's where you got your inspiration. Okay.
That's where I got my inspiration. But yeah. Usually I have my costume picked out around May, June, because that's how long it takes for me to make it.
Yeah. Biz is always appalled. Like last year when she's like, oh, what are you going to be for Halloween on, like, I don't know, October like 10th or something. And I was like, I don't know. She was like, what?
I remember that last year. I was like, you don't know what you're going to dress.
Yeah. Like she was like personally upset. And I was like, I don't know. I'll just like figure something out. Like,
and you did. And it was fine. Yeah. Whatever. I just didn't sleep for a week after that. This is
fun. Yeah. Biz was just stressed out. She's like, well, should we like talk about what you're going to be for Halloween? I'm like, no, it's fine.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's fine. I will get over the fact that I am not dressing up, but I am refusing to give up pumpkins. So even though they will just sit on our porch and will not do anything for anybody except me, they will be carved and they will be eaten. And
yeah. And they will do a lot. So yeah, you can use them as decoration. Like actually, I am planning on going and getting some pumpkins to like, yeah, have as my Halloween decoration. I'm excited to like put them on my steps because now I have steps because I don't live in an apartment anymore. So I actually like, oh yeah, I need to make my house look like someone lives here. So I'm very excited for pumpkins.
Now, carving is pretty traditional in my world, but if you want to be able to use the flesh of the pumpkin to eat it, you don't want to carve it. Because really, after you carve it, it's got like a 2-hour lifespan, probably longer than that, but I would say safely 2 hours before you don't want to just eat that flesh that's been exposed to the air for that long.
Why? Because it's like oxidized or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably fine, but I mean, most people probably want their carved pumpkin to sit out at least on Halloween. So even if they carved it that afternoon, it's going to sit there probably all night before they do something with it in the morning. And to me, that's just, that's not food safe. If you do that, if you already do that, that's on you. I am not suggesting that at all. What I am suggesting is if you want to use them as decorations, they're already pretty Halloween-y without being carved at all. But you could always, like, decorate the outside without carving it.
Ooh, or like, yeah, just grab a marker or something if you wanted to do that. Yeah,
because when you
depending on how I have a pretty full schedule, so I don't know how much pumpkin carving time I'm going to get in this October.
This is a priority, and it will be put into my schedule to make sure it happens.
Yeah, so, like, I'm actually just going to put, like, pumpkins on my step just because they look nice. And
just as, like, pumpkins.
Also because I'm going to eat them and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to get, like, the cool warded green ones and stuff?
No, I'm just going to get regular pumpkins. I didn't even know that you could get other ones. Like gourds, you mean?
Well, there's different kinds of pumpkins. They're not all the perfectly round, bright orange ones that you get for carving at Halloween.
Right.
There are more.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, seek out pumpkins, to be honest. I'm just going to, like, look what's available.
Just go find random pumpkins. farmers market pumpkins. There are farmers market pumpkins. You can get your pumpkins very locally as well.
Oh, yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
There is, I don't know if you've ever been to the, what is it called? The something center? I don't know. It's a big, fancy building. And a couple of years ago, I went there with my sister, and they had way more different kinds of pumpkins than I knew existed. Some of them were enormous. Like, there were flat pumpkins, and there were white pumpkins, and there were green pumpkins, and there were red pumpkins, and there were warty pumpkins.
I've seen, like, giant pumpkins. Like, I knew people who, like, grew giant pumpkins and, like, that kind of stuff. That's, like, a thing in Alberta, too.
So, like, even just, like, having different kinds of pumpkins would probably add to that decor look without carving into them, which makes them not very good to eat.
Right, right, right.
Which brings me to the next point.
Yeah, what's your next point?
So, the next point is, you can eat the pumpkin when you're done with it as a decoration.
And pumpkin is actually, like, so easy to prepare.
It really is, actually.
It's so easy to prepare. Like, literally all you really have to do is scrape out the seeds, cut it into chunks, and, like, bake it. That's pretty much all you have to do.
Yep. If you cut it in half, then bake it, then you can scoop out the flesh and it's already soft and mushy.
Yeah.
So you can do it that way. You can it and save it for later.
Yeah. Or freeze it.
Once you've cooked it. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like doing that. I find pumpkin, like, obviously it's kind of like a fall food, and I find it very, like, I don't know, comforting, and, like, you know, you think of pumpkin pie and stuff like that. So I usually, like, I'll make, like, one or two pumpkins, and then I'll just have pumpkin kind of in my freezer and, like, take out a container and add it to, like, my oatmeal or, like, make a pie or, like, do something like that. But it freezes really well, and because it's already, like, that mushy consistency, it doesn't, like, get weird in the freezer or anything like that. So
yeah, it's really already awesome. Goopy and weird, so
yeah, it already that being has said, like, that goopy texture. Yeah,
I'm actually not a fan of pumpkin pie. I don't like it, but I do like pumpkin bread. Like pumpkin loaf.
Pumpkin loaf. Or like pumpkin muffins.
Yeah,
I can't
exactly
believe you don't like pumpkin pie.
I think it's just the, I don't know,
consistency.
The texture.
It's not your thing.
I don't know what it is, because I love pumpkin spice. Like, give me all the pumpkin spice lattes. Yes, I'm that basic. Mm-hmm. I don't even care what you say. Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, that's so funny. Because I feel like in our duo, people would assume that I would be really into pumpkin spice.
Because you're more basic than
me?
But
I'm not. Yeah. 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 It's true. Like, in pretty much every other category, I feel like I'm more basic, but not with pumpkin spice. It's not my thing. Not my jam. I have, like, one a year, and I'm like, ugh, that's why I don't order that.
I've only had one so far. No, I've had two. That's a lie. I've had two. I had one from a local cafe and one from Starbucks.
Like, it's like just fall. That's
yeah, but because they only just started taking cups again, so... Yeah.
So you only started having lattes? Yes.
So I've only started being able to I haven't had lattes in like a year and a half. Okay. It's been a long time.
I did have someone ask me the other day. They're like, I was like, yeah, can I get a, I was getting like a maple latte, and they were like, oh, do you want like a maple spice latte? It's like, it's our fall thing. And I was like, absolutely not.
What even is a maple spice latte? Is it just pumpkin spice with maple?
Yeah, I think so. It was at,
that sounds delicious.
It was at
Where
Transcend.
Did you get this? I want it in my life.
It was at Transcend.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to totally try that.
And they take reusable mugs, so
Anyway, back to real pumpkins.
Back to real pumpkins.
So when you scoop out all the guts in a pumpkin, mm-hmm. you don't need to throw that away either.
No, you can also eat that.
So you can eat the seeds, which every year I do two batches. I do like a savory, salty one, which is like seasoned salt or
okay, like so Mrs. what do you Dash do? Do you like toss them in oil or do you just like spread them? So, like what? Yeah. And then do you just like lightly season them? Because, okay, so I'm asking specifically because last year I made pumpkin seeds and I... like, excuse my language, but I burnt the shit out of them. Like, honestly, it was bad.
Oh, you probably had them on too high of a heat.
Right? And, like, I don't know if it was too long. You're sort of more, like,
dehydrating them. But anyway, yeah, you cook them on a fairly low heat for a decent amount of time until they're crispy.
I scorched those babies and, like, so literally, sad. It was like, oh, well, okay, never mind.
We need a moment of silence for Emily's scorched pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, so hopefully this year I can pull it together. And because I actually do really like pumpkin seeds. Like, they're really tasty to snack on. Especially, I like a... So you make a savory one, too?
I do a savory one, and then I do a sweet one.
Okay, so what's the sweet one? Explain that.
So usually it's cinnamon sugar.
Okay.
So basically pumpkin spice pumpkin seeds. Cinnamon, really nutmeg, into
the pumpkin spice. Okay, maybe I'll stick with the salty one. But okay, so what? So you take them out, and then sometimes there's like the little stringy things, right? So or like
and you can cook that too.
Okay, you can just cook that too, and like
you can
toss
turn that
it?
Into soup. Would be my highest recommendation.
I do love pumpkin soup,
squash soup, pumpkin soup. Mmm, so delicious.
So, okay, so what kind of oil do you use?
What kind of oil do I use my pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, like, so you take them, so you, like, carve
usually olive oil
pumpkin, and then olive oil, and then just, like, lightly, like, salt or sugar, whatever you're into.
Yeah, so you rinse them off, you separate the seeds out as best you can, then you rinse them in a colander to get all the goops off, and then
I also didn't rinse them last year.
The leftover goopy bits, and then you pat them as dry as you can with, like, a tea towel.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you... do like a light and just kind of like smear them around each other with some olive oil. Mm-hmm. And then, lightly like Mrs. Dash or seasoned salt, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious.
Okay. And then do you just spread them on a baking sheet?
Spread them on a baking sheet. You don't want them like piled on each other, but like if they're a little bit clustered, like not the layer. End of the world, they should be sort of like one layer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Every time I bring the
long?
Sweet ones.
Okay. What's the heat and for how long? I need specifics.
I will get back to you on that. And I will totally post that in the notes. But right now I don't have it in front of me.
Because I'm like, this is important so that Emily doesn't burn her house down. Because last year was not good.
Yeah, very disappointing. That sounds terrible. Every time I bring the sweet ones to like a party or something, everyone's like, sweet pumpkin seeds? Ew, who does that? And then they try them and they're like... oh, this is actually really good. I wasn't like, everyone's always
interesting.
Shocked.
Yeah, because I was like, that kind of threw me for a loop. I'm like, you do savory and sweet? And I'm like, okay. But like the pumpkin spice thing, I kind of get it. I kind of get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try them because I do love, like, obviously I love sugar, but also cinnamon, like big cinnamon sugar girl. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Time will tell. I'll try them.
Oh, yeah, I guess that covers our seeds and our guts and our flesh. Mm-hmm. There's also carving, which is great fun, but of course you kind of
so are
like,
you like a hardcore carver? Like, do you have one of those like pumpkin carving tool kits and stuff, or do you just use a knife like a normal person?
I do not have one of those kits, although the last few years we've gone to someone's house that has had them, so I've had them at my disposal. I do tend to do very intricate things. I'm the kind of person who does like designs on the back of the pumpkin so that it shines the image and light up the wall, that kind of thing.
I'm like a triangle eyes and a like square mouth kind of gal. Like,
I might have to post some images of some of my previous ones. I did the Federation symbol from Star Trek, like the logo. Goodness.
Okay.
Which, if anyone knows anything about Star Trek, is not a very simple design. There's a lot of little stars and like a wreath that goes up the side. I did that one year.
Goodness. Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, mine are like jagged teeth. Like, usually I like to have the teeth the same length as whatever knife I'm using. I find them or like width. That's usually about my intricacy. Maybe this year I'll try a little bit harder. Are you also one of those people who can like do the different shading? Like they have like different depths that they carve to?
Where you carve like halfway you carve halfway through the flesh. Whoa. So that it glows like a medium. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's wild. Yeah, we're going to have to post some photos because like they're probably so nice. I will go back and
see if I can find some old photos because...
Well, this year we'll post, like Biz's and also probably mine just to like keep it real, you know?
Oh, well, now you're challenging me to do something crazy. No.
Well, I don't even know if I'm going to carve mine, to be honest. So it might just be a picture of a pumpkin.
Just a plain. But, well, that's the thing is this year I wasn't going to actually carve one because I wanted to be able to eat the whole thing.
Okay.
And not waste it. But.
Right.
So that's sort of like the direction I'm going with pumpkins. Because mm-hmm. although if you're going to carve it, you could like stab pencils all over it so that it's got little shiny holes all over in some sort of fancy spiral pattern or something.
Okay.
Rather than
so what's the point of that?
It's more like a lantern than an image.
Oh, okay. Stabs it with pencils and then takes the pencils out?
Oh, yeah, in order just to make the hole.
Oh, okay.
Like a pencil-sized hole.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was like, she just stabs it with pencils and then like what?
No. Okay, I'm this glad is like I've seen some fancy spirals and stuff.
Oh, okay. And then you could just like cut that layer out is what you're thinking and then cook the rest of it?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking I'm just not going to puncture the skin. So whatever I do for decoration, I'm going to do on the outside so that the hard outer shell is not...
Remains intact.
Yeah, it remains intact to protect the flesh so that it's still good for cooking.
Right.
That's my goal this year. I'm going to do something...
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although now that you've challenged me to something really intricate, I might carve one.
You know what, Biz? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm also going to be writing like finals right before Halloween. So yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath and wait for what I'm going to come up with. So
you don't need to sleep
on that.
This is fine.
Yeah. I think I'm going to prioritize sleep over carving my pumpkins personally, because now that you're saying that ruins eating them, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I suppose
it's just like a food safe thing.
Yeah. Just as a food safe thing, I wouldn't carve it and then like cook it the next day. It's probably a bad idea.
Interesting. Bad idea. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, what else do you do with pumpkins? Okay. We talked about soup. Oh my gosh. So I love pumpkin soup or like butternut squash soup or like all of those things. Yeah. And like, that's totally what I love to use pumpkin for. It's so good. It's so easy just to like add in anything. Pumpkin's also apparently really good for dogs.
It's a good laxative for dogs and cats.
Oh, I thought it was like good for their digestion, like not to like make them go to the bathroom. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, never mind.
It's basically just very, very full of fiber. It also makes humans poop. You know, it's no different for us. It's fine.
Right. Okay. But
if you have an animal that has issues, sometimes if you want to like take the flesh out and cook it and then freeze it, you can just like add a tablespoon of the cooked pumpkin to their dish. And they love it. Yeah,
that's what I've seen.
I have not met a cat or a dog that doesn't like pumpkin.
Yeah, because it's like, I think pumpkin's like pretty sugary on its own, right? Like it's a pretty like...
Pretty
sugary,
sweet.
Yep. Tasty, yeah, sweet fruit. So like, who wouldn't like it? Yeah. Also like pumpkin pancakes. I don't know if you've ever made those. Delicious. Another thing actually that I like to do with pumpkin is put it in smoothies, which I know sounds a little bit weird. Actually, you'd probably be really into like a pumpkin spice smoothie. Yeah, that's also very popular. Not quite my jam, but
I've never tried it. I do like smoothies, but I feel like I'm kind of picky about smoothies. So it could go either way.
That's fair.
Either way.
Interesting. Okay, so what are some other things? Is there anything else that you can think of? I mean, I'm going to use my pumpkins for decoration. And then, yeah, I mean, if I do carve them, I mean, my worms will be really happy. They've been pretty, what's the word that I want to use? hungry because we got our, like, now we're on the city food scraps cart. And so I kind of wanted to just like check it out and see how it was. And of course, because I eat meat, that's also nice. So I've been using my food scraps cart like for the last couple weeks. And so I've been neglecting my worms. So, well, yeah, now I'm just like making sure to put meat and dairy and stuff in my food scraps bin, and then I'll give that to my worms for the next little while. But if they got like a pumpkin, they would be so happy.
They would probably be very, very happy. Yeah.
They would be very happy worms. Very happy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you do end up carving your pumpkin, or if you're wondering what to do with the outer part of the shell and the stem,
mm-hmm.
compost. I mean, we kind of talked about worms, but Compost School in Edmonton here in the past has had pumpkin smashes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And the pumpkin smashes are really fun. Like,
I don't think it's happening this year, which is, if you're listening in real time.
Probably not because of COVID, I'm guessing.
But if you're listening from Future Land 2021, it's not a thing. But maybe next year, whenever you're listening, it will be a thing. So look forward to that. Or maybe look forward to some sort of composting event that's happening in your local area.
And pumpkins, I will say, okay, so this is just to like plug the pumpkin smashing event, because yeah, if they don't have it this year, hopefully this maybe just like puts it on people's radars for years to come. But basically what you do is you bring your carved pumpkin with like, and it's a whole family friendly event. I volunteered at it last year, or the year before, sorry. And it is so fun. Like, you literally just go and they have contraptions and like catapults and swings and like hammers and like just all of these different ways to smash your pumpkins. So if you bring the whole family down, it's so fun because basically your kids or you, like, I don't have any children.
I think there was like a basketball hoop.
Yeah, there's a basketball hoop.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Honestly, it's so and amazing. Fun. So you just like get to make this huge mess, and they basically make this giant pumpkin pile with like, I don't even know how many pumpkins, like hundreds of pumpkins. And then it's super cool because they'll usually post updates on it through the year. So obviously, I think it happens like the weekend after Halloween. Like they try and time it very strategically so that like you have your pumpkins on hand and they're not like getting gross and, you know, like rotting and stuff. So they do it like immediately after Halloween so that your pumpkins are still fresh. And then they have this huge pile of pumpkin, and it's really cool because they'll post updates throughout the year. So, okay, so from, you know, November 1st or whenever the pumpkin smash is, you can see how small the pile gets by spring. And it makes really great compost. And it's just like a super cool, super cool event that the city of Edmonton does. And it is too bad that they're not doing it this year, but I can appreciate because of COVID, obviously they want to take extra precautions. But if you ever have the opportunity to go to a pumpkin smash, like,
or like, you can maybe organize something fun like this in your like community for smaller groups or with your close friends and family.
Yeah.
It's just so like fun. A fun thing to do.
Yeah. Like, why not smash your pumpkins? A super great afternoon. So yeah, pumpkin smashing is fantastic.
Yeah, last time I went to compost school, Rodney picked up a stem that he's like, this is a stem from the pumpkin smash. And then like the stem, like, it still looked like a stem when he picked it up, but then it like crumbled into dust in his hand.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It was cool.
Well, and it's crazy how over like 5 months and over the winter, because you would think like, oh, well, the pumpkins, like the big pile of pumpkin, it'll just like freeze and then it'll thaw and it'll be like gross and rotting and whatever. But it's not. Like, it's so interesting to see what happens to it. And the volume change is also just like mind blowing. So yeah, it's kind of a cool thing that they usually like share a lot of online. So it's like super worthwhile. Just super fun.
It might not be happening this year at Compost School, but who knows? That like, if you're listening from outside of Edmonton, maybe there's something in your local area that's happening, because I know not everyone is shut down like we are here. And
yeah, maybe you're from a different province where everyone,
or a different country, like, who knows, right?
Yeah, very true.
Who knows what's going on there? So check in to see what people are doing with their pumpkins over in your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Anything else to add about pumpkins?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to add at this point, really. So should we just get into wine, cheese, and dessert?
Are you ready to go?
I am.
Okay. You go.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we're talking, I'm like, oh, I have more wine, cheese, and dessert than I had originally thought, which is very exciting. Okay. So my wine, I guess my wine for this week is, maybe you guys have heard us talk about Loop. And so I just want Loop to be accessible in Edmonton because it would make my life so easy. Right now I think it's just being piloted in Canada in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And anyways, sometimes I just like go on the Loop website and like dream about the day when I can like get things that I enjoy in reusable containers that are the responsibility of the producer, not the consumer. Anyways, so that's kind of my like wine of the week, is that I'm like, oh, I just want there to be a super easy, accessible way for me to get things in reusable containers and that I don't have to do like a ton of extra work all the time. You know, anyways, that's just my thing.
And hop around to 18 different locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Can't someone just try to make this easier on us? We're trying so hard.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's my wine for the week. My dessert. Okay. So I have a couple of desserts. Well, first of all, I had someone that wanted to start a worm bin in their classroom. Like one of my friends that had taken their education degree, and we kind of been coworkers in the past. And she's like, yeah, I really want to start a worm bin. So she's like, do you have worms? And I was like, do I have worms? So that was pretty sweet. I got to share some of my worms, with someone, and yeah, I'm just like stoked about that. It felt good to like have someone start a new worm compost for my little babies. Yeah, and then my other dessert is actually, okay, so we moved into the neighborhood, and now like slowly we're kind of starting to meet our neighbors, but actually just before we started recording, one of my neighbors came over and they were like, oh, here's, like, they actually gave us a pumpkin pie.
Oh,
like, welcome to the neighborhood, with pumpkin pie and whipped cream. And I was like, this is so nice. And they just brought it over in like a glass dish and like a Tupperware container. And they're like, oh yeah, like, just get it back to us whenever. And so I really, really love this idea of like, it's just so nice to see that, you know, they didn't like go out and buy a single use tray or like a container or whatever. They were like, oh yeah, like, here it is in a dish and you can just bring it back to us. Like, they're only a few doors down. So I was super excited about that. And as someone who, I love, yeah, this idea of like sharing food and like bringing food over for people. Like, I have a friend who just had surgery. And so that's actually one thing that this week that I want to do. I'm going to like make a casserole and stuff. And I'm like, oh, actually I should just like, I have a couple of casserole dishes, so I can just like give her one. And she can, you know, get it back to me whenever, because I have another one. So it's not the end of the world. So I'm super into the idea of like, yeah, sharing dishes and like sharing food, but in a sustainable way. So that's my dessert. And that's then awesome. My cheese, I have like so many pumpkin jokes. So many pumpkin jokes.
Don't steal
jokes.
Mine, because I liked it.
Okay. What's a pumpkin's favorite sport?
Oh, I probably know the answer, but I'll let you say it.
Squash.
Yeah.
I hope that wasn't yours.
It was not. No.
Okay. Well, good. That's it for me this week. What about you, Biz?
Okay. So my wine is that I was really stoked to go to the Recycling Council of Alberta's conference.
Yeah.
At the end of September. But unfortunately, I made the decision that it's just not the best idea to travel. So I'm not
a great time.
Not getting yes. to go.
Yeah, that's fair. They're not doing anything on like virtually or online.
All I heard is that a lot of the speakers were going to be virtual. So I don't know, maybe. But
I wonder if you can access it online. Maybe.
That would be really helpful.
I was also super excited for you.
I know, I was very excited
to go to that.
I was excited.
Yeah, because that would be like so interesting and informative. Anyways, I was like so excited to see your reaction to it.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to go next year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very fair. I feel like that's probably a good decision.
Yeah.
With our current COVID fourth wave things going on. So,
yeah.
Bummer. Okay, what's your dessert? Yeah.
So my dessert is basically that it is October and that means pumpkin spice and pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice everything?
Pumpkins, everything. Pumpkins. So
that's, yeah, I feel like I get sick of pumpkin like pretty quick, or like pumpkin flavored things, I should say. Ugh, also like pumpkin candles. Yeah,
I have never experienced this phenomenon. I don't.
Of getting sick of pumpkin spice stuff?
Or pumpkins, yeah. No, bring on all the pumpkin. It's fine.
Okay, do you like the smell of pumpkin? Like of pumpkin, like candles and stuff? Like I'm sure that you're not really into that.
I have zero candles. Ugh.
Yeah.
I haven't had candles for like about 14 years when I got Tannis, my cat.
No, but like, would you like enjoy that scent? I'm just genuinely curious.
And the thing is, I find scented candles to smell really fake.
Yeah, no, they're awful.
Yeah. Like, no, the but scent I mean, that like, comes from it, I've never experienced a scent coming from a candle to smell like a real cookie.
You've enjoyed.
Or like a real, right? Like, it always smells really fake and like chemically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'm not a big candle person. It's not the
same as smelling cookies baking in your oven or like a pumpkin pie baking in the oven. Totally not the same.
So I grew up with a dad who was like extreme. It seems like he was just like extremely sensitive to scent. So now, literally, like I would wear like a perfumey deodorant when I was like 12, and he would be like, what's that stench? Like he would just lose it and he would be like, oh, like that smells terrible. So like I never had anything smelly growing up, like not smelly anything. Like everything was like non-scented because your dad like would make a stink about it. Ugh. Anyway, so now I feel like because of that, now like I'm really sensitive to smells, but I'm not like I have a terrible sense of smell, but I'm really sensitive to those like artificial smells.
I don't know, I don't find it appealing at all. It smells colognes and candles and stuff. It's not my thing.
I'm like sometimes it can be nice, but like more often than not it's a lot, so
not my thing.
I don't know. No. Yeah okay
my cheese.
Uh-huh.
What did George Strait say to the pumpkin?
What?
I'm here for a gourd time.
Not a long time. A gourd time.
I'm here for a gourd time.
Excellent. Amazing. Okay.
That wraps up pumpkins.
Oh my goodness. A nice, short, and sweet episode where we didn't go on and on and on. Oh, what a treat. We stayed on topic pretty much the whole time. What? Amazing.
That never happened.
It never happens. Okay, so thank you guys all so much for listening. We would love to hear your feedback as always. So don't be afraid to send us an email at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
You can also find us at becominglesspod on Instagram, where we're the most active in our social media. Or go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen, or to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta. You can also do that on Patreon, but you know, it's all there on wastefree.ca/becominglesspod.
Yes, amazing. I also want to give a shout out to Change Toothpaste Tabs, who are amazing and who sponsor the podcast and basically allow Biz and I to, you know, not have to pay out of our own pockets the expenses of producing a podcast. So thank you so much to Change Toothpaste Tabs. Both Biz and I actually use these toothpaste tabs and they actually work really well and they actually foam. So if
and
you
actually,
are looking...
It feels like you're using real toothpaste and not like grainy baking soda.
Ugh, not like the baking soda ones.
The grainy, salty tasting.
I struggled getting through my baking soda ones. I really did. Because I ended up getting Change toothpaste ones. Like I can't remember. I got a... I was just trying them out and then I was like at the store and I knew that I was going to get some. Anyways, so I had these baking soda tabs that I had just been like, okay, I'll like use these up like alongside my change toothpaste tabs, and I would just like avoid them. Like I mix them together and I would just avoid them in the container like every single time. But I finally used them up. It was such a struggle. But change toothpaste tabs, I definitely don't feel that way. I don't like avoid using them. They actually just work really
Which
well.
Which is part of the reason that we enjoy having this partnership, because it's something we actually use and love.
100%. Absolutely.
And hey, if you do check us out on Instagram, we are doing a giveaway with EcoCheck. So if you share our Instagram posts and comment and share with a friend, tag your friends, you can be entered to win the gift certificate to EcoCheck for whatever she has, which includes Jack 59 and includes routine deodorant and all sorts of things, including cleaners and shampoo and yeah, all that stuff. And change toothpaste tabs. So check that out. Share, like, comment, tag. Do it.
Okay, well, anyways, okay. enough of that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope to have you back next time. And remember, every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday.
Goulash.org. That doesn't sound right. I think that auto-corrected on me.
goulash. Oh,